Howdy do, buggeroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 15th of September, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Apple product season.
Yes, we've officially kicked that season off. That's why Andrew's here. We don't have security stuff to talk about today. It's fine. Also with us today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here. I haven't done enough podcasting in the last couple of days, so this is excellent to have an opportunity.
You
to
know,
do this.
I kind of thought, like, if anyone has an opinion, they're dying to get out there. It's going to be Dave Hamilton.
That's right. No, happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I have both of you here because it's iPhone season. Yesterday we had the iPhone event. It was called California Streaming, and So I have both of you here because you're getting stuff. So, Dave, you've put in at least one pre-order because one of them is open now. And the other one you're going to have to wait till Friday for. So talk to us about what you're picking up.
Yeah, I am picking up an iPad mini. I've long been a fan of the iPad mini. It is a good size for reading with the diminishing size of tray tables on airplanes. It's a fantastic size for watching movies. It also, with the right case, fits. If you're on an airplane and they have the little magazine rack in the seat back in front of you, and you have the right case, really any kind of folio case, you can drop that back of that case down in and have your own little screen up in front of you even hanging it over the plane screen, which I've done before. Anyway, the iPad mini has always been a favored size of mine. And now that the form factor of it stays about the same and the screen gets a lot bigger, it was the biggest product evolution we saw yesterday, in my opinion, was that iPad mini. I mean, that's almost a whole new product. I realize they're calling it the same thing, but it's very different from the iPad minis we have known in the past, and I was very stoked to see it. So it's priced a little high, to be perfectly honest, but I guess we could say that about pretty much everything Apple has. So, I ordered one. So
the FYI for people playing along at home, those pre-orders are open now. And do they start showing up on Friday or
no? They arrive Friday on the 24th of September, just like the phones will, or they start arriving. And I initially ordered the space gray. I was tempted to get the purple, and then I thought, well, my wife's got. She's got a purple case on her iPad mini, and she's an iPad mini person too. So when she gets an iPad mini, she'll probably get the purple. And so I thought, well, I better not go with the purple. So I went space gray. And then last night I changed my mind. The purple is a little pale for me. I prefer like a brighter purple, but I did change it to the starlight. So I'm pretty stoked about checking that color out. So,
okay. Yeah, me too. Because it's kind of an off-white.
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say.
It seems like it's the white one now, where space gray is the black one. Right. Like how they label the color and what adjustment they've made to the exact shade. It's basically the white one. Like was kind of what I determined. So
I think. And I'm looking right now. So if you were to order a 256 gig, and I will check the other color too, iPad mini Wi-Fi only, at least as of the moment we're recording this on the afternoon of Wednesday the 15th, they still have availability to deliver on September 24th. So they are not sold out of the initial allotment, which doesn't surprise me. They're not, iPad minis aren't the most popular products out there. So it doesn't surprise me that. And even the 64 gig at $499 is out there. So I have a question for both of you because this is a thing, and I'm trying to find someone who takes the alternative viewpoint here or has a reason to take the alternative viewpoint here. Is cellular a valuable thing to have in an iPad. I feel like my perspective has been initially when they first rolled it out, it was, and now as most people have tetherable data plans on their phones, which was just not the most common thing initially, right? Carriers tamped all that down.
It was a novelty. Yeah.
But now that they've all loosened that up and pretty much everyone that has a cell plan has tetherability, is adding cellular for the additional cost and the additional cost of the device and then the additional monthly cost, is that worth it to either of you, or do you know anyone to whom it's worth it? I'm just trying to find the use case for this.
Yeah, for me personally, I don't think it's worth it. I've never had a cellular iPad. Like you said, I just create a hotspot from my iPhone if I need to, and that works just fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I just don't know who that's for, I guess is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, who buys the cellular iPad? I'm just curious.
I have known people who have done it mostly for the other carrier. Basically, back when there was a much bigger coverage map discrepancy than there is now.
That's fair.
So, you know, like... here anyway in Oregon, like at the Oregon coast, it used to be that like AT&T service was iffy, but Verizon was pretty solid. So if you knew you were gonna need something, you know, you get a Verizon hotspot or you get Verizon on your iPad, and then you can share that connection, you know, to your other devices if something's sketchy. So I've seen like road warriors do that sort of thing, like if you travel a lot and end up in a place where you know, provider A isn't quite as reliable as provider B, you can just switch to the other provider and like everything's fine. So I've seen that, but I haven't seen as much of that lately. And I know there are some people who have done it just for sort of bookkeeping purposes. You know, I have a work phone, or my iPad is my work stuff. So I just keep all of that on, you know, kind of off on its own. On its own bill and everything. So I've seen those couple of use cases, and I have seen people who maybe are less technical, and you know, back when it used to be a lot of gyration to set up a hotspot, you know, set one up and connect to it and have it, you know, be a reliable connection and all that kind of stuff. I've seen people who were like, this is too much hassle, and it's just easier to have the cellular originate on my iPad where I want to use it anyway. So mostly I've seen it in like carrier discrepancy situations more than anything else. So much of that matters, you know, in the era of 5G, I'm not really sure. So that is a thing that I've seen as a possible use case for it. So.
Cool. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. It just, you know, yeah. Thank you.
I am not one of those people. I always kind of feel a little guilty, like that I didn't get it, because I'm very much a, you know, in case kind of a person. And, so I'm always like, I'm just going to get the Wi-Fi. It'll be fine. And it's always fine. So, you know, it usually seems okay. Now both of you are getting new phones. So Dave, what are you getting?
I am, well, I'm going to order two. I'm going to order an iPhone 13 Pro and an iPhone 13 Mini. And most likely one of those, the former will go to my wife, who is still on an iPhone 11 Pro. Uh-huh. And the latter will go to me, because I'm on an iPhone 12 Mini. And to be perfectly honest, there is not much reason for me to go from a 12 mini to a 13 mini, except I do what I do for a living. And it has proven valuable year over year to be able to test out the latest in the cases and the latest in devices and just simply the latest of Apple's technology and be able to help troubleshoot things like that. So like for that reason, it's a no-brainer. Like there's zero hesitation for me, but for every other reason, I just don't see a big enough difference. Even Apple wasn't comparing the you know, the new chip to the old chip, they were comparing the new chip to other people's old chips or other people's new chips. Like, I don't think it's going to be that much faster. Hopefully the battery life differences are as advertised. They probably are pretty close. Apple's usually good about that and not overly overstating it. I mean, they let the marketing department write those slides, so there's probably a 30-minute discrepancy there, which is fine. Like, I get that. But, you know, an hour plus better, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the other reason to get a 13 mini, although this really isn't a good one, is the rumors that this is the last year of the mini.
Yeah.
But if that's true, then wait a year, buy the 13 mini at, you know, 60% of the price, and you're good to go. So, but I am getting one. So,
All right. Cool. The mini seems interesting. It feels very S-track to me. When we used to get, you know, the phone with the new number, and then the next year we'd get the one with the S on the end. I got some pretty strong 12S vibes from this year's lineup, which is not a bad thing. It just, you know, it didn't seem like there was a whole bunch of revolutionary stuff. Like, with the 12, we got 5G, so like a whole new set of radios in there. We got the initial wave of like, look what we can do with computational photography, you know, and those sorts of things that all came with that. So the 12 felt like a huge deal. And so I think that this is going to probably reel in a number of people as well. And one of those people who's very interested in computational photography is Andrew, who's also getting a phone.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. I'm also planning to get the Apple Watch.
Yes.
And I was planning to get a new one for a while now. I wasn't planning. So this is a tale as old as time. I wasn't planning to get an iPhone until I actually saw the event. And now I want one.
Yeah. I think we decided yesterday that Brian was doing the same thing, because he's like, I'm not getting a phone. And then we hit record yesterday and he's like, guess who's first in line to pre-order a phone?
Yeah. So for me, the main things that interested me were a couple of photography features. So I'm going to get the 13 Pro from the 12 Pro. That's my upgrade. And
not the Max.
One of the I still think that's too big and heavy for me.
Okay.
So I'm good with just a regular Pro.
Okay.
So, yeah, one of the things I'm interested in is the macro photography. This is the first time this is coming to an iPhone, and I think it's because of they had some kind of breakthrough or big upgrade in the camera's auto-focusing or just manually focusing technology. They showed that off with the cinematic photo, video, cinematic mode for video, which can kind of do a Hollywood-esque adding a sense of depth to your videos.
Yeah.
And with the photos, this appears as macro photography.
Yeah.
So as I wrote up in my roundup of all the camera features, it has a minimum focus distance of 2 centimeters, which I think is great.
Yes.
You know, when I had my iPhone 7 Plus, I bought this macro lens attachment that I could just clip on and I could take some pretty great macro photos. That doesn't work with my 12 Pro just because the lenses are different now.
Yeah.
But I think that's great to not even need an attachment. It's now just built in. I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that because macro photography is a thing I really like too. I'm probably terrible at it. I'm all enthusiasm and no technique, but I always think it's super, super cool. So I always want it to be like an awesome thing.
Enthusiasm is the thing to lead any of us into our first of our 10,000 hours of our path towards expertise.
That's true.
I mean, that's what, if you don't have that, then you just stay at hour zero. I'm curious, you know, the way they talked about macro photography was And by the way, with these lenses, you could do macro photography. It was almost felt like an afterthought. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't intend for this, but that's how you want to use it. Sure. Uh-huh. Go ahead. You know,
yeah. So we've heard people say it works for this. You know, you could try it. Yeah.
You could try it. Right. Exactly. So I'm curious, but that's very un-Apple-like to like talk about
the casual mention and not the second coming of close-up pictures.
That's right. Yeah. It wasn't a flashlight until we decided it was a flashlight and then we were all in. No, like seriously.
That's totally what it is though. That's
what this is. Yeah. And so I'm a little, I don't know. It just seemed
odd. Her? Yeah.
No, that's not how Apple talks about features, but yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So in the name of spending Andrew's money, a thing I'd like to point out is that because you're also looking at a watch, I know a lot of people who got an Apple Watch at some point were super into it, got accustomed to it. Like, you know, I use it all the time to send messages or to, you know, see who's calling me and, you know, decline the call or whatever. Because of all the things I can do with my watch, I don't have to pull my phone out as much. I think a friend of the show, Adam Christensen over at Maccast, I think he's one of the people who kind of came to this conclusion, like, because of the amount of stuff I can do on my watch, it doesn't matter. Like, I want my phone to be a nice big phone so I can use, you know, the Plus or the Pro Max in that case, because I don't have to take it out as much, or like mostly it sits on my desk, you know, to do something. So since you're going to get a watch with this, like that might be, I know it's still going to be a big, heavy phone, but given the amount of stuff that you can do, that's like an incidental transaction with your phone that you can move to your arm, it might be worth looking at. I don't know what the extra lens situation or like what kind of additional features you get out of the Pro Max stuff, because I'm not getting one this year. So I kind of like any of them. So I kind of didn't pay as close attention to that. But if there's a lens in that seems like it might be interesting, that might be a possibility for you to consider. Because if you can do some of that stuff on your watch and you're not hauling your phone out every time you get a text message, it may not be as big a deal.
Yeah, I did consider some of that. Like, for example, it didn't seem to me that there was a huge difference between the cameras on the Pro and the Pro Max. And I thought that the cameras on the regular 13 and 13 minis, they sounded great, too. There are a couple of features that are on those models that aren't going to be on my 12 Pro, like the optical image stabilization. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'll just... Like I was saying in our meeting earlier, with the trade-in I can get for my 12 Pro, the price just went down so much that it just seemed, you know, I might as well get one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You need it for science, because we have to.
Yeah.
You have to be the person that does the things. So, yeah, it's going to be it'll be interesting. And of course, when Dave's little phone shows up and when Andrew's big phone shows up and when everybody gets new watches and new iPads and everything, we will have them on the show to talk about it. We'll talk about gear. We'll talk about cases and all that kind of stuff as these things start arriving. So you can always count on that here. If there's stuff you want to make sure that we talk about, or if there's something you've seen that looks really cool you want us to test, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Dave, as always, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah. And Andrew, thanks for coming by and not freaking people out for a change.
Thanks for having me. And as usual, we're going to freak people out this Friday.
It's like we have an extra dose of freaking people out for this Friday. Spoiler alert, everybody.
We already have a full show on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday morning and we already have everything we're going to talk about. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.